Welcome to Rural Minnesota Radio, a collaboration between the Center for Rural Policy and Development and Minnesota State University Mankato. My name is Jim Gullickson, and across the sneeze guard from me is Marnie Werner. She is the research manager for the Center for Rural Policy and Development, and welcome once again to the show.
Good morning. Thank you.
Last week we promised we were going to talk about, we were going to be really on top of this thing, which is, of course, the bonding bill.
Yes, we did.
And we have precious little information that we really can impart to listeners today. What we do know is that the bonding bill was submitted to the governor. The governor line item vetoed 52 items.
Right.
So, and then signed it. So you have a number of very worthwhile projects across the state that are going to go through. So that's kind of the good news for a lot of the folks around the state. The bad news for a lot of the people around the state is they probably have something that was line item vetoed. So where does it go from here? Because we really haven't had a sense from the legislature at this point as to what direction they're going to take.
Right. Well, I think they're basically working out their options right now. And there's a few different options. First of all, you think, well, he line item vetoed. Can they override the vetoes? Well, that's easier said than done because there's 52 items and each item would have to be brought back and the veto override done separately. So they would have to do they would have to do 52 separate veto overrides, which would take from here till doomsday to get that done.
Okay, so that's not likely.
Probably not, no. They might try it on a big one like the Central Corridor Light Rail, but not on every single one of them. The other option is they might try to bargain amongst themselves. They have $108 million to work with. They brought the governor a $925 million bill. He had told them the limit was $825 million, and he sent them back a bill of $717 million. So they might try and bargain amongst themselves, figure out which projects they really want, bundle them together into a bill worth $108 million and send it back to the governor. But that's risky in itself, too, because that's basically putting all their eggs in one basket.
So if they aren't going to do the 52 overrides, and they're not probably likely to do the one big package of $108 million sent back to the governor, where does that leave them for options?
Well, the third option, and my best guess, it's just a guess, of course, is that they might go the route of vehicle bills. Now, a vehicle bill doesn't have anything to do with cars. It's a bill that becomes a vehicle for another item. If they can find an item or a bill that is related in some way to one of those vetoed items, they can amend that item onto that bill and send it through that way. If they had, say, these sports arenas, several of which were vetoed, if they could find some kind of a sports-related bill or a gaming or education bill, they could amend it onto that bill and try and pass it through that way.
So that's one way that they might get the job done on at least some of those items.
Right.
Well, we'll keep an eye on it, and we promise to bring you more information in the future. This has been Rural Minnesota Radio, a collaboration between the Center for Rural Policy and Development and Minnesota State University Mankato.